welcome to Seeking Arrangements. This is a free episode. A reminder, if you'd like to listen to our weekly bonus episodes, you will have to subscribe to our Patreon. That is patreon.com/seekingarrangements.
You'd Jock, be so lucky. Hessa,
how are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm amazing.
What does that mean, Jock? Is that your pitch to get people to subscribe to our Patreon?
You would be so fucking lucky to be able to subscribe to our podcast. If you aren't already subscribing to our podcast and listening for free, it's about time that you took this step to be
actually
a real man, a real woman, a real they.
If you're not already subscribed, we don't want you.
We don't want you.
Stop.
Stay away.
If you want to, Max,
can you bleep out the URL, please? I don't want people to know where to find it.
If you want to, if you want to affirm your existence as a human and align yourself morally in the most correct way, subscribe to our Patreon today.
Period.
Okay. That's all. Period.
A bit over.
Dehumanizing anyone who doesn't listen. Actively subscribe to our Patreon.
I mean, you spilled, honestly.
Yeah, no, if you want, he's going to keep going if we encourage him.
If you want to please your God.
He's going to start talking like Pol Pot or something.
Yeah,
anyways,
let's
switch it up here. Guys, Darren Chris, Stragget, I was totally unaware of.
Is he the wheelchair guy?
No.
Well, you can't call them
that. The wheelchair guy would have a claim to queer culture as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Is he just a guy in a wheelchair, or is he famous for having a wheelchair? Please explain.
What are you talking about?
You just said the wheelchair guy, and
you think we're talking about something other than the show Glee. You think we're talking about something totally, like the most famous guy in the world who has a wheelchair.
So the Glee, actor in Glee named Darren Chris, Glee star Darren Criss, I'm straight, but also, quote unquote, culturally queer.
Hang on, can we quickly just touch on the fact that Darren Criss is one of the gayest names
It's a gay porn studio.
I was going to say, it's a porn star name. And then also...
the studio, Darren Criss Films. Darren Criss LLC.
Directed by Darren Criss.
Out of context, when Ben first mentioned this... I thought to myself, how could someone be culturally queer? But then hearing that this person was a wheelchair person on the cast of Glee.
So he is not the actor who's in a wheelchair.
I just granted him.
All right. I mean, I guess you do live in your own world. That's fine. And he is not in a wheelchair. If you want to insist that he is, then go ahead.
Just suddenly looking down, he's in a wheelchair screaming, no.
No, he is. I know he is because after I read this, I found him. I took his kneecaps out.
Wait, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I'm so fucking.
Don't do a dab. Please don't do a dab. You're already unruly.
I'm not even acting weird. I just look. Let me just clarify one thing really quickly because y'all think that I'm in some kind of world of incoherence. I wonder why. Stop. I was just confused about the
everything. I was just confused that Spence said on the show.
Yeah. Whatever.
So the thing is here. I saw this article from TMZ on Twitter, and of course, they're just playing to every mean gay man on that website to yell at this poor Stragget for saying something as unfortunate as this. But in the replies, the funniest thing about it was there was an account that's like, TMZ, you're so nasty. You took his statement out of context. And I was like, oh, I wonder what he actually said. And it was the context here is a 3-minute video where he just rants about being born in San Francisco and about how important the gay rights movement was. And I will say, I was like, shut up, faggot. I was totally...
screed about...
I was done with it. I was done with it.
I used to walk by the Castro, you know, on my way to school.
No, literally.
And he was...
I used to roll right by the Castro. I saw them fucking and sucking in the streets when my wheels would get clogged up with cum all the time.
Whoa!
When I was a child.
Whoa, this is a free episode.
My wheelchair got stuck to the sidewalk every day.
Oh, fuck! Not the wheelchair stuck to the sidewalk.
I had to call the fire department.
Son, you ever run out of rubber cement?
They had to come with blow dryers to heat up the cum so my wheels could get unstuck.
The smell was unbearable.
And that's why I'm culturally queer. I am gay. That's why I deserve to be in Glee.
But I mean, the thing is, you've never shocked me before, Ben. But that one moment,
the thing is, people
just
were
getting
mad at him for, I don't know, some level of cultural appropriation or something. Who really cares about that anymore? Yeah. As far as gay is concerned, like all culture is gay at this point. Generally,
yeah,
like, genuinely.
Everyone in the world is gay.
Is gay.
It's total world domination has occurred.
Ellen DeGeneres, Sam Smith.
We all have AIDS, as Kathy Griffin's shirt read in 2008.
Yeah, wait. I saw that picture and I was a little. What is the context of wearing that shirt?
The thing is, I have no clue.
I'm getting one.
Going to the store.
Yeah. Well, it was for. I imagine it was for one of these, like, weird, like, Bush, early Obama era, like, nonprofit NGO things where it's like, we want gay guys to get married. And they felt the need to, like, argue these points and, like, humiliating straight women by making them wear shirts that are like, yes, I have AIDS, sir. I'm HIV positive.
It's to reduce HIV stigma, silly head. Knucklehead.
We all have AIDS. Yeah, maybe that was HIV stigma. Maybe that was
I would wear one, and Ben is gonna make one in
if you behave.
In 7XL the 50.
If you behave.
If you behave, I will make you a 7XL shirt that says we all have AIDS.
It's literally just like a fitted cover for a bed, but with sleeves on it. Yeah.
Well, I got a message yesterday when the Kathy Griffin shirt, you know, was going viral. And it was to my t-shirt account. And it was from a Lana Del Rey stan Instagram. And they sent me a picture of the Kathy Griffin photo. And they're like, can you please make this for me? I'm not kidding. And I was
what if in like a week you see Lana wearing this shirt? And that's not
exactly.
That's not a stan account. That's her fake account that she uses to keep an eye on the stan accounts.
Her sock puppet account.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how much dick that would get me?
That's a brilliant
texting you like talking like a gay guy like hi.
That's really a brilliant. That's a brilliant technique for a celebrity to manage their fan base.
Yeah, well, they do that. Celebrities do have.
I mean,
like,
I know Robert Pattinson has a Twitter.
I know. Well, NeNe Leakes.
Drake is rumored to have one as well.
NeNe Leakes.
A lot of them run their own fan pages for sure.
A lot of the Bravo people have had their assistants running their fan pages, which I feel like is a very convoluted.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
I
used to have my man.
What it makes sense here is to really run your own hate pages.
Yeah. I think Jessie Rihanna is Drake's account.
Drake sock puppet?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, we all knew that.
Yeah, we all know.
It's been rumored.
Today before the meeting, just to get ready for the meeting, not because we were going to talk about him, but just to have fun, I Googled Drake gay for about 45 minutes on Google image search and was just laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah. I mean, you could just Google Drake for that. It's not...
Did you
mean just a picture of Drake normally?
Did you mean Drake regular?
My favorite thing that I saw was it says Drake accidentally slips up on stream, and it's a girl pointing towards a picture of Drake with a cum on his face and sucking dick, and it's just so funny the idea
the
of someone
there,
on TikTok.
There are so many like white skinned gay guys who just look exactly like Drake. So if you want to have like, it's so easy to be like, oh my god, look at this video of Drake sucking cock, and it's just like a gay Dominican guy. You know,
he has porn star physiognomy. Truly,
I just like the idea of someone on TikTok arguing that it's a slip up to accidentally show a really picture of yourself. Oh, God. Look at how he messed
it's
up. He put a picture of
himself. Deep throating a cock for like 10 minutes. Like, how did he. How, this? What a blunder posting this.
Yeah. Accidental Drake selfie. Also, Drake Instagram live while he's sucking cock.
I promise I'll let you talk about the subject at
hand.
Great.
Thank you.
But also today, someone messaged me someone messaged me at the beginning of the morning around 7 or 8 a.m. And it woke me up to say, hey, did you know that Ice Spice is pro-Israel? And then I Googled Ice Spice Israel, and I was like, this is not even true. Why are people waking me up to text me at 7 a.m. to tell me whatever?
Probably to
Sorry.
Piss you off, and it seems
probably,
it worked.
Probably to annoy you. Back to culturally queer. I think you said culturally queer, not even culturally gay.
That's even worse.
Right.
That's like 10 times
worse. Well, I was going to say, which one is worse to you, Hesse? Queer?
Definitely culturally queer.
Yeah.
Because you could just say queer. They mean the same thing. I feel like to say culturally
queer. Queer at this point doesn't even necessitate
sucking dick.
Actual sex. Yeah. It just means that you identify as such. It's a vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, he is annoying. He's an annoying person. So he's totally in the clear to identify
he's
as culturally
totally
queer.
He's totally in the queer.
He's totally in the queer.
Totally in the queer. Hello, episode video, title.
In a little video I saw of him where the crucial context was given. He had neon yellow fingernails.
Okay.
Which,
so
is just...
So an interviewer asked him... Hey, so are you a faggot?
No, literally. And you know what? It was a gay guy who was mad he couldn't suck his cock earlier.
I would be mad too.
So what's going on here? Do you even like men? Are you hitting on me?
well, you say you're gay. Prove it right now. Suck it.
I mean, that really is so much of the reason why people get mad, me included, to be totally honest, at straggits or, you know, whatever. Ooh.
Because they want to.
Well, it's never the ugly ones. I've never seen anyone freak out at an ugly bi guy.
Yeah.
Bisexual
no
people.
No one's freaking out at ugly straggits. We're mad at the hot ones because we want to fuck them.
There should be a license to be bisexual.
Well, I'm not mad at them.
That you've proven that you've put it in both holes multiple times.
Yeah. Well, here is more straggit than bi. Which they're totally different things. I know that sounds like I'm splitting hairs, but they are truly different things.
You love to split hair.
I think bi is its own category.
Absolutely.
Because it has its own lore. It has its own history of,
my God,
you know, a gay guys who are like, I'm actually bi, and straight women who are like, I'm actually bi. The whole, all that lore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do remember coming out to my mother as bisexual specifically. So funny.
Did she the next day she got a
I told her I told her, Mom,
my son has AIDS.
Mom, I'm bisexual and I'm gonna change my Facebook status to say bisexual, because back in the day you could choose your sexual orientation to be presented on your Facebook.
Yeah, before Facebook declared that everyone was they them and enforced it on the legal basis.
Mm-hmm.
I told my mom, she said, okay, that's fine that you're bisexual, but do you want to post it on Facebook?
She was trying to protect you.
Yeah, she's
just
looking at
the second
out
you
for
posted
mom,
it, a bunch of gay guys started
uncle died. My uncle
DM'd me.
My uncle No. My uncle died of AIDS, so my mom is just trying to protect me.
Oh, now we feel bad. Yeah.
No,
he
it's
DM'd
fine.
You.
No,
it's
fine.
You probably would have.
No, I mean it's literally a very fair thing to worry about.
Absolutely. Gay uncle, I'll never speak to my nephew.
Well, he's dead, Ben.
Uncle, I won't be talking to any of those children.
Only his ghost would speak to me. And Uncle Eddie, please don't haunt me, because I am very scared and very fragile right now. And I didn't sleep.
What do you think he would do to haunt you?
What would a gay ghost do?
Yeah, what would a gay ghost sound like?
Okay, honestly, I think
you couldn't really hear him, you know, he couldn't really hear his footsteps at night because he's too light in the loafers, you know.
He's too light in the loafers.
They step too lightly.
Unless he's wearing tap shoes.
I feel like he would be judgmental.
It would be so scary instead of hearing, like,
I feel
it
like
goes through the night where they're just, like, taking steps. Instead, they start doing a full tap dance.
I think my
you can hear the baton twirling. Like, why is it so windy in here?
I think my dead uncle died, who died of gay AIDS, or just AIDS, but he was gay.
So it affects everyone the same.
I believe,
I don't know, the jury might still be
I out. Think his mm-hmm. ghost would be judgmental of my sexual lifestyle.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I died in the 80s of HIV AIDS and I saw
what I was doing,
I would, good lord.
I mean, because...
But I think he loves me too because I was queer.
Probably and he said I was going to... with someone he loved and then he's yeah. just like, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, meanwhile, you're... I don't even want it. It's a free episode. But
walking,
can I say,
dog
can I
walking a single mom named Worm.
Can I please say the most sad thing about his death?
Yeah, sure. Bring down the energy.
Of course, say it.
I think it's okay to just get more and more
I just
want to
say, no,
because
no, I just want to say his lover left him when he found out. His long-term lover left him when he found out that he had HIV and he had to die with. By his mother's
died
side.
Died all alone. Okay, great. Nice.
Period.
Well, thanks for listening to today, everyone.
Stop. No. I'm sorry. I just want to put some reverence on him and say that's sad.
We could have just never mentioned him to begin with. Yeah. If you want to put some reverence on his name,
in
maybe
fact,
keep him off the
he's the sucky of the week.
He's the sucky.
No. He cannot be.
He can haunt me. I... Faggot, try to haunt me, bitch.
Hey, don't say that about my uncle. God. Okay,
he could never haunt me. Yeah, I think, honestly, I think I'm probably one of the least hauntable people in the world.
Bitch, if I die, you are haunted. I'm going to haunt
it's not going to happen, Hessa. I'm not even kidding. I've tried to conjure spirits before.
What do you mean? Let's get into this.
I've been in,
you are haunted, bitch. But
maybe
continue.
It's because I'm already a very haunted person myself. I don't know. Maybe I'm
you
a
are a
or
ghost,
something.
Bitch. You are that pale.
But I have never had a supernatural experience. Mm-hmm. While I've been around people who have claimed to be experiencing ghosts in the room with me, you know.
You've been with drama queens who were like...
I've spent a lot of time... I've spent most of my life with kind of borderline hysteric women.
Yeah.
But there was one time a old friend of mine, girlfriend of mine in high school, she was claiming that...
Died and haunted you?
No. That there was a ghost in the room in her old house with us. And I was like, there's no ghost here. It's fine. I was like,
that's so rude of you. You're such a fucking... You would tell
that's,
a woman.
That's why you want a gay friend if you're scared.
We believe women here. So
I was like, fuck the ghost. The ghost isn't going to do anything. Fat, you know. It's stupid. Ghost.
You're asking to be hurt
and,
by
well,
a
nothing
ghost.
Happened. Nothing
I,
has
I'm
happened.
I'm surprised we could even fit in here with this ghost. This literally fat ghost.
I feel like it smell so bad. I just feel like shit.
You do.
It
you,
like, smell, oh, someone's eating chips. I can hear that fat ass.
You look like the chips. Ben, you're the perfect candidate for a haunting.
Well, I'm telling you I'm not because I've never been haunted.
Well, that's why you're the perfect candidate. It's going
yeah,
to it
never
surprises the people who don't believe it.
Never yeah,
and then when you're crying about it, don't come to me. Don't come to Hessa. We
I won't care.
Fucking hear
I will if it happens. I will say this is my fault. And guess what? I'll do accept responsibility for the things I do in my life.
Ben's 2020 episode is called "It's My Fault." I take responsibility.
I would.
Parentheses.
If
the haunting.
If the ghost that I body shamed came back to. Haunt me, I would say, oh, look who it is.
What if it was holding up cards like in those videos people used to make on YouTube that were like paws up and it was like the you know, they have cards and it's like you harmed me. Like a card that says you harmed me when you said that about me. And
Ben,
then another card behind it that
I'm
says that's
fat.
Ableist.
Ben, I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm asking yeah. you an I'm asking you an honest question. Who Good. Would come back as a ghost to haunt you that you've had conflict in real life that would haunt you as a ghost?
No, I'm unlike you. I'm not really willing to talk about the people in my life who have died on the show, but
not died. I'm saying that someone that will die in the future because everyone dies. It's an honest fact.
Who... Well, unfortunately, you, of course.
Which... yes. Oh my God! I'm gonna be jumping back and forth from heaven to Ben's bedroom to
I'll
haunt
kill myself.
That bitch.
I'll absolutely kill myself.
Every time you try to talk to anyone, he interrupts you.
Oh my God!
I'll die, and Ben is about to speak onto the recording for a new successful, a bigger podcast since I've died, and he's about to talk, and my ghost will go. Ah!
You'll just make a little noise.
I'll just be screaming.
We didn't hear the scream.
Oh, sorry. I did it a little quieter.
Okay. Yeah, well, no, good. That would really suck.
I've been I watched a documentary about Sam Kinison, so now all of my comedy revolves around screaming.
That's amazing. Okay, so that would make me kill myself. Yeah, absolutely. speaking of death, speaking of people being haunted for, you know, torturing the living beings in their lives. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but Kristi Noem, who's the governor of, I believe it's South Dakota, released a memoir recently in which she talked about the fact that she shot her 14-month-old puppy in the face.
14 months? Wait, I thought it was like... Yeah.
Nope, 14 months.
Oh my God.
Because it was unruly. It was like it was a dog she got for pheasant hunting, and it apparently bit her. It bit some of her chickens. And
so she decided to shoot it.
And she framed this all as her pitch because, you know, she's trying to become Trump's
vice president
for VP, right? And so she is kind of trying to. She's framing this as a showcase of how capable she is of making difficult decisions and
how
she'll
did this
do what
come
she
out?
Needs to do. She wrote about it in her memoir, which I have a lot of opinions on this, but this is something she admitted in a memoir that she released. I'm curious what you guys think about this because I think it's
the stupidest decision you could ever make is to admit to shooting a dog. Personally, I've never shot a dog.
I think it's funny that
Chuck, when did you shoot a dog?
Yeah, I did not shoot a dog.
The way you're saying
ever.
It makes it seem like you did shoot a dog.
You did the classic both of your palms up in the air facing us, which is not me.
Not me. Look,
that is the guiltiest gesture a person has ever made.
That's like a gesture a dog would make before you would shoot it.
I've never killed an animal, but if an animal was viciously attacking me, besides the one time that a dog bit me in the face and I didn't fight back, but
I feel like you antagonized the dog, it bit you, and then you fought back. I just want to put this rumor to rest
really quickly before we ever move on about anything else. I was bitten in the face by a dog that was only agitated while it was sleeping in my lap by the noise of an alarm clock in the movie Rami and Michelle's high school reunion that is waking up Lisa Kudrow's character in a scene where she's having a dream sequence about how the whatever goes. The dog.
Okay, so the dog bit you. Okay.
The dog turned around.
More fun details about
bit me once, and it ripped my lip, and I had to get 6 stitches to reattach my lip as a full circle.
Okay.
Like it was like
Jacques. Why is there a ghost dog floating around above you right now?
That dog is not. Oh my God! Don't say that because I do actually think. I'm recording at my new roommate's house, my friend's house, and I think his dog did die here. So don't.
No, you killed it. Is this the dog you killed?
I did not kill a dog. This is not.
So, if your roommate finds out, he's going to be pissed.
So you think it's okay that Kristi Noem shot her dog in the head?
Do I think that it's okay?
You think she just shouldn't have admitted to it? Do you think her fault is admitting to it, or do you think her fault is killing the dog in the first place?
I think it is, A, her fault for killing the dog, but if she would have kept her lips shut, who the fuck would have known?
Yeah.
I mean, look, this
I'm going to be honest with you. I totally agree with you there. And
who's going to admit to a crime?
Yeah. Don't
snitch on yourself. A dumb criminal.
See, don't snitch on yourself, but I feel like, look, like, this has kind of metastasized into, like, a really stupid, like, culture war issue where it's, like, you know, country versus city. But I do think that people in the city and the suburbs are way too precious about their animals.
Oh, so you think that we should shoot dogs? Is that what you're saying, Ben? No, I think that's what you're saying.
I'm trying to make an actual argument. You don't even misconstrue what I'm saying. I think that people are way too precious about their animals. Dogs have... They're animals, okay? And they...
Ben is smiling because he wants to shoot a dog. Sorry.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that you should kill a dog at the first sign of misbehavior, especially if the dog is...
This is the most offensive you've ever been, by the way.
Especially if the dog is, of course, a puppy and hasn't been given the, you know, chance to mature and grow and mm-hmm. take commands. But the way people are acting like she shot a child is insane. It's not good. But
I'm going to say that it would have been...
You know what they do in North Dakota? Like, or either of the Dakotas. You know how fucked up those places are?
I think the legal age to marry is like 12 or something.
That strip of the country, North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, that is one of the most fucked up places on earth. I'm not
In some parts
it.
Of the
those
world, they kill babies.
Those people are weird. Those people are feral. They're all like oil workers or serial mm-hmm. killers.
They all it have the job where they put the clamp around the pipe covered in mud.
Yes. Yes. Those people are weird. And I'm telling you, shooting a 14-month-old puppy is, of course, indefensible. But what, like, it doesn't touch things that happen there on a daily basis.
So where my opinions differ from my co-host Ben is that I don't approve of dog shootings in any way.
Of course, I don't.
And Hesse and me are taking a stance backwards from standing with Ben in this. Where we say, hey, we don't stand with Ben and the fact that he's saying it's okay to shoot dogs or
babies. I'm just saying people are being
or baby dogs
very dramatic about it.
I think it's funny that I don't think it's worse. I think it's worse to shoot a dog than a baby.
Okay, what?
Just kidding. I think it's really funny that she's like, sometimes you got to make a tough decision. But she said like a sentence earlier, I hated that dog.
Did she say she hated it?
Yeah, it seems like it was not a very tough decision at all.
Well, the thing is, if it's a puppy, you give it up. You don't kill it, you know?
Yeah. But she's like, no, farm. This is a farm, okay?
My puppy died when it was young, but it was really mean, and I will be honest.
This is another dog you killed? Another dog?
I never killed a dog.
What are we, a three? We have three dogs that
you've
killed.
Cleopatra died of natural causes. Yeah, because I wanted to name the dog Cleopatra, but it was a male dog, so I had to name it Cleopatra. Yeah. It's very simple.
I've heard this story.
But the dog jumped out of the back of my dad's truck, and then the next day, on the morning before school, I would sometimes go run in the woods before school, because like I would get up way earlier on Adderall, and I found my dog's body all eaten and ripped up, and it was dead. This is becoming a very dark episode.
And that morning, you were covered in blood, and you don't. Your clothes were all torn up. And you didn't remember what you did the night before.
We never had a pet after that.
Yeah, I do think that people are just too precious about their animals. Of course, they should be shot. They shouldn't die. But
well,
did
kill a dog once with the car with the golf cart.
Didn't. The dog. The dog
oh my god, that was so sad.
The dog is so. No one's going to believe you.
It's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. It was Ben.
No one's
was
going
drunk.
To believe you because they know
Ben,
you're a liar.
Ben was drunk when he was driving. He didn't mean to kill that dog.
I was not drunk.
That's why he quit drinking.
But you did
not. I have not quit drinking. Not drunk.
Are you sure? Because your skin looks really clear right now.
I have not quit drinking. I have not killed a dog. The dog hit the golf cart while I was driving it.
Hesse, really quick question. Do you think Ben did actually kill the dog and that he's lying to us right now?
We've been over this
no,
many times. The dog is still alive. You know the dog is alive.
I'm making. Ben killed a dog. I know the dog is alive.
We should call this episode the one where Ben kills the dog.
I'm going to call it the one where Jock kills three dogs.
No, stop. I've killed zero. Zero. Hesse zero, Jacques zero, Ben one.
I've killed six or seven dogs, I think, in my life.
Stop.
Have you, for real, have you ever killed an animal, Hesse?
No, never.
Never gotten close to it?
No. I mean a bug.
Okay, so
bugs are not animals, you dumb bitch. Okay. Wake the fuck up. Do you need a science lesson?
You've never, like, gone... You whore? You've never, like, gone fishing or...
Oh, fishing, yeah. I've gone fishing.
See, that's it.
Fishing,
people don't think about fish as animals either.
That
people
doesn't count unless you're vegan, fisher. And vegans don't even...
Animals.
They're animals.
No,
they're
so this
freaks,
is the thing.
Though. They're too far
Everyone
from
draws the line at, you know, the sanctity of animal life when it comes to cute ones, like dogs, but you guys have killed many fish.
I love veal. Okay. It's one of the most delicious meats in the world. Do you not like veal? Hesse's giving me judgmental, tiny,
no, I like veal.
Tiny, judgmental
yes,
eyes.
Veal is
small,
delicious.
Small. Open those eyes bigger, or I'm not going to look at you. I can't thank you. Wow.
I killed a chicken. I chopped a chicken's head off once.
Pure.
Couple times.
I would chop a chicken's head off, honestly.
Y'all are
you
some
talk
freaky
about animals,
fuckers.
You want to talk about animals that are basically bugs? The chickens. They're so nothing. There's nothing going on upstairs with them. It's fine.
I think a certain mutual friend of me and Ben's who has 50 plus chickens might
disagree. Well,
guess what?
They die all the time, just like bugs.
Well, yeah, it's true. I think of ducks more as bugs than I do as chickens.
Would you guys ever make sausage Cajun style? That's where you put a full hog into a big meat grinder, like butt first.
Yeah.
So it's squirming around and trying to claw its way out while it's being
ground
up.
That is not a real thing.
And then they open their mouth at
the
bottom and just eat the ground. the raw ground bits when it
we don't
out.
Do that.
Say, oh, this one ain't got no poop in it.
I didn't even try to accuse you of murdering a dog. So I don't know why you're trying to accuse me of being
the
a Cajun
step,
meat grinder.
The last step in Cajun pork and beans, you put
I will be honest. I do come from a family that kills animals, and I not my
shocking.
But my dad's family were butchers, and all of the children
animals on that sugar plantation your family owned a couple hundred years
Stop
ago?
Shut the fuck. Shut the fuck up. No. Shut your front door up. Why don't you shut the fuck up, you horrible little bitch?
Oh,
shut
back the on the Gosling sugar plantation?
Why don't you shut the fuck up. That doesn't happen. That's
they do anything else horrible?
That's not what happened. Okay? See, there you go, trying to paint me
we
as
had
a racist.
A different kind of plantation, babe.
Ben, my running
they
candidate.
Had, they had a
my
normal
running
plantation.
Candidate. Ben Mora is trying to disparage my name by saying that I killed three dogs. I've killed zero dogs.
No,
the man
just for the record, I'm trying to disparage your reputation by saying you are descended from slave owners.
why don't you shut your damn trap? Because
exactly.
That's not even what I. That's
exactly.
Not even. Well, you know what? Guess what? Ben what? Ben's grandfather made the nuclear weapon available.
I'm gonna believe that.
I don't.
Ben, he's the one who put the open sign on the door of the store
no
that they
going
first
to
had
believe
the
that Jock.
Yeah. Ben's parents invented the AIDS.
Period. Again, it's for the record, I could be lying about your grandparents, great grandparents owning
yeah,
a sugar
but you
plantation.
Haven't disputed it at all.
But you haven't disputed it, and it's believable.
I'm not going to dispute such egregious claims, okay, you little faggot.
I've seen some evidence.
Mm-hmm. You have not seen any evidence. Shut the fuck up. There's no evidence. I don't know. Ben is really pissing me off. Because you know why?
Your dilettantish attitude, for one.
Yeah, dilettante.
Very...
I'm a first of all, it's pronounced debutante. Second
your obsession
of all,
with Ben's skin color.
Exactly.
Exactly.
If we're being honest, you look way more pale than Ben does right now. So maybe
he's,
you should.
He's already ranking. He's already ranking us on skin color.
He's creating a hierarchy.
He's creating a hierarchy.
And I'm labeling the one that's more white as inferior.
Hey, it just shows that you're predisposed.
I'm putting white people at the lower.
Okay. It's got that energy has to come from somewhere. That's all.
Shut the fuck up. You're such a little
you're
dumb.
You're overcompensating, maybe?
You know what?
Maybe you're overcompensating.
You know what? I think Kessa's overcompensating when she puts socks in her bra. I think Ben is overcompensating when he puts bags of marshmallows in his ass crack. You know, like, don't, like,
bags
fuck.
Bags of marshmallow in my ass crack?
To make it look like you have a thicker ass. I don't, look.
Is that something you've done? That is, that's, yeah, sorry, that's something that's so specific that only you have you, sorry, have you put marshmallows in your butt to make your butt look bigger?
No, but I'll try it. I don't. I'm not against it.
It definitely seems like something,
something you've done.
I am.
There's no way you don't say. something like that.
I swear to God, that was right, just
well,
me
whatever.
Thinking.
Let's get to some calls. We got to get some calls here.
Well, we can get to some calls, but I want to say one final statement. I'm going to get Costco hot dogs after this. That's it.
That's amazing. Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you for any calls you may have placed to us recently. We are, we've got a good run of them here. If you want to call us, give us a request for advice on love, your life, your gender, what the hell's going on with that thing, you can call us at 332-203-8247.
That's 332-203-8247. Call us now.
Period.
Period.
Let's get to the first call.
Hi guys, I love you so much. I just had a very quick question. I would love to know what everyone's zodiac sign is. Rude to assume what you are and try to guess. I'm just a nosy bitch, so let me know. Let me know the lore. Love you.
Well, we can do this one quickly. We've covered this recently. Yeah. I'm a Sagittarius with a Scorpio moon and an Aries.
I forgot
rising.
We covered it. I'm an Aries.
We've covered it. Yeah, it has.
I'm a Libra,
and Jock is a
Virgo,
Libra.
Cusp.
All right, let's get to the next one here.
Okay. I almost threw up there.
Hi, seeking arrangements. I'm flying to New York this Wednesday for a week, and I've got a couple shows to go to, and I'll be seeing a bunch of friends and heading up to Hudson, but I would love to know the seeking arrangements guide to New York. What should I get up to when I'm there? Hessa, I'm sorry I can't make it to your film screening, but I'd love to know what else you guys think is stuff to not miss. Thanks. See ya.
Okay.
On May 4th, this Saturday, is the movie Mindset of Death Wish 3 premiere with Hessa and Will Miniker. Everyone get your tickets.
Yeah,
is what that person was referencing. And the first thing you should do when you get to New York is go to the corner of Myrtle Avenue and Broadway and go to
Jesus.
Shut your
Nobody
little
shouldn't.
No, shut your little whore trap up, because this is what I'm recommending.
Mr. Kiwi.
Go to Mr. Kiwi and buy a total of 6 juices total. Enough for you, which would be 3, and enough for your friends, which is 3. You get 3 total, they get 3, 1 each. Then
it's another hierarchy.
It's called vacation. It's called treating yourself. And this person seems like they want to treat themselves.
All right. Okay. What else? Is that it?
No. They're going to go straight from there to one of the illicit, unregistered dispensaries to get some 1,000-milligram edibles. And then they can start their journey into the city, which is that they will go to the Chinatown arcade. And then after, they will go eat at a little restaurant called the nearest bodega, where they will get 7 different sandwiches.
Yeah, walk from Chinatown. Walk from the Chinatown arcade to a bodega and get food there. You could just.
I don't know why this recommendation
no clue
is
what
getting
you're talking
some
about.
Yeah. I do have a clue. I have a good time.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it definitely sounds like something you'd enjoy for sure.
My recommendation. I'm gonna drop a little secret for you guys. I know it's a free episode. But you should go to my favorite Chinese place, which is called Noodle Village, and you should get the shrimp and pork wonton noodle soup. And
pretty good.
Yeah, and you should add all the soy sauce, and you should add the vinegar to it, and add the white pepper. It's really good.
Go to Szechuan Mountain House in Flushing, Queens. Flushing is one of the craziest parts of the city.
Yes,
it's the real
Isn't that
kind of
near Myrtle and Broadway?
No, very
not
far.
At all.
Very far.
It's in Queens. You're talking Bushwick, which I would recommend you steer clear of that.
Yeah.
Unless you go to Rash, which you should.
Unless
go
you go to
Rash,
unless you're 22 and non-binary, you sound a little bit older and like you're not really here to be clubbing. as much. Maybe that's just because of the Hudson connection. I love Hudson. Hudson is hilarious. I have some friends who live up there, so I go up there pretty often. It's like very boutique.
Yeah, it's
very granola.
Pace. Yeah, quieter.
It's very funny. There's so much local Hudson tea that I get from my friend that lives there that I can't really talk about because it's a free episode. But
is it like a college town?
No.
So
suffice to say, it's just. I mean, there's so much trouble between like the old school Hudson townies who have never lived in New York City, who hate New York City, and they're constantly doing battle with all of these like work from home 30-year-old creatives who are coming up there and being like, I think we need some mobile spas. I think we need a queer seafood restaurant. It's a very funny vibe, but I do love Hudson. There's a lot of good hiking spots up there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're here in the summer, go to Leeds in Hudson. It's a very fun, like swimming hole kind of vibe.
Go to Broadway if you like musicals.
Yeah, go to Broadway if you like musicals. Also, if you're going to be in Flushing, go to the halal cart with the picture, the decal of the guy playing soccer on the side. That's the best halal cart in the city.
Yeah, a great night. If you do want to go out, go get dinner in Astoria at a Greek restaurant and then walk into Jackson Heights and go clubbing on.
Yes, go clubbing in Jackson Heights. That's the funnest.
I do not endorse the restaurant Magdalene anymore.
Okay.
New York.
Like,
it's closed.
Let's leave it there. Let's leave it there.
I think it's all funner if we just leave that hanging.
Yeah, let's not explain why.
Leave it a mystery.
All right, let's get to the next one here.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. My girl just convinced her kind of religious parents to cover her IUD with their insurance. And I just want to kind of ingratiate myself to them in the case that I meet them, which I may soon, given that they know the implication thereof.
I just want to say congrats to his girlfriend's listening skills. She must be an amazing listener.
Listeners, try not to take the lauded before you leave a voicemail so it doesn't come out so fucking slow. I'm sorry, my friend.
No,
I think you're a nice listener. And I think
he's speaking so slow, it almost sounds like he's speaking backwards.
Almost going backwards.
Yeah. Strange time. Like, almost speaking in tongues.
Okay,
sorry,
we got
brother.
A lot more.
Let's go
through. How can I ingratiate myself to them? Any advice is appreciated, but not altogether expected. Thanks for your help and love your advice. Bye bye.
All right.
Methamphetamine.
Okay, so yeah, you could do meth.
No offense. I love you.
Seriously, to give him a serious answer here. Okay, so how does he ingratiate himself to his
Well, first of all, tell me what the word ingratiate means.
Just let me
get
talk.
On good terms,
to get on their side. Good side. So how does he ingratiate himself with his girlfriend's parents who are religious and know that he is now fucking the girlfriend?
Okay. First thing you do is you go to the closest church to the parents' house or whatever church that the Christian church that the parents belong to, and you buy a bottle of holy water blessed by the local priest as part one of the gift for the parents. Second, you're going to get a Chili's gift card for $45.
I'm just going to cut you off and interrupt you with an answer. I say it is kind of a good idea to, if you know what church they go to, go get
for sure.
Maybe they see you there, you know? That's
Maybe go there a couple of weeks before you see them.
Yeah.
But don't introduce yourself there. Just
if you don't believe in it.
Maybe wink at the mom.
Yeah.
Hey, no. Make a little note on paper that says love you too. You guys did an awesome job raising Judy.
put it in the put it in the donation tray.
I'm gonna assume his girlfriend's name is Judy.
So you could pay. Okay, you find out what church they go to. It's Sunday Mass the week before you meet them. You pay one of your friends to come to church with you. Have him sit on the other side of the church, and have his phone go off during the Mass, and then you stand up and you say, "Hey, you fucking piece of shit! Get the fuck out! This is the Lord's house. How dare you have your phone on?" And then you look at the mom and you like, you know, you throw your chin up out and give her a wink.
Or you could have your friend, if we were talking about getting a friend involved anyways, you could have your friend pretend to mug them on their way out of a restaurant or something.
Yeah,
and then you swoop in and save them, you know.
Major. Yeah.
That's the Larry David therapist defense.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in all honesty, I don't know. I mean, conservative parents paying for an IUD, I mean, they must not be that religious conservative if they're paying for the IUD, because unless this was a huge fight the girl had to have with the parents.
Yeah, I'm imagining it was a huge fight.
Needing contraception. So if that's the case, then yeah, I mean, it's so
just keep saying we don't even need that thing to them.
maybe blame it on the girlfriend, because they're probably really mad with the girl.
Yeah,
because the IUD thing, you could go in and pretend to fake a phone call from your mom and be like, "No, I would never have premarital sex.
No,
my
pretend
bitch,
to take a phone
my whore girlfriend wants me to."
Pretend to take a phone call from your doctor and be like, "No, it still won't get hard. You don't understand."
Leave me alone. She really wants me. Don't fuck her.
It still won't get hard. The pills don't work.
Bring a voting ballot that you used that indicated that you voted for a conservative political figure in order to prove
you
your
wear
allegiance.
A MAGA hat or something.
Well,
yeah.
No, I think
I'm
it's better
to
have official to certification.
To give him a serious answer here, I think you just have got, I mean, you have to look nice. It's just the basic stuff. You have to look nice. You have to be charming. Not trying to be a bitch.
Maybe talk
you
a little
sound,
faster.
As someone who gets, you know, I get maligned for the way I speak as well. People think I'm a huge cunt, even though I'm usually pretty chill. Mm-hmm. I am going to tell you this. You speak very slowly. You have a nice voice, but you speak pretty slowly, which could give the impression that you're unenthusiastic or not involved. That's not really going to fly with these parents. I feel like if you speak like that,
I don't know. They might like it.
I thought of a really simple solution when y'all are ready.
So I think, yeah, look nice, be presentable. Just show that you be yourself and show that you really do love the girlfriend, because they've already consented to, I mean, it's so crazy to say this, but they have allowed their daughter to have sex with you, which is a huge hurdle for them. So you've already won, right? You're winning in it's third quarter of the game or whatever, and you're up. So you just have got to bring it home.
Just
be a nice guy.
You know, don't fuck it up.
Be a nice guy, dress nicely, show your interest in her, and I think you'll be okay. Because the girl already has the IUD. They're not gonna make her take it out. You know.
Yeah.
Really, plan B, simple solution. Have sex with both of the parents separately, seduce them. Then you will have their approval indefinitely, and there's no reason that you should have to even argue because you've had sex with.
Whisper to the dad at dinner, "Don't worry about the IUD. I took it out with my teeth."
Smile, Hessa.
Hessa, that was max level perversion.
It's like hearing your child curse.
That was like, ugh. That was the dirtiest thing you've ever said. You stupid little dirty woman. Go clean yourself.
All right, let's get another one.
Okay.
Good luck,
so
brother.
I just visited my BFF. Oh, me and my husband, sorry. Visited my BFF.
Jesus.
Weekend. And we had a great time. And she announced she was getting married to a girlfriend, which we're so excited about. But when we got back, my husband was like, "Oh, lesbian marriages have the highest divorce rate." And I wanted to know, is that true?
Preach.
Can you gays answer that for me? And also, love you, Jacques. Love you more than anyone, okay? anyone.
Oh,
I think, okay,
oh my so God,
I think,
thank you so
I think first,
much.
First off here, I think it's hilarious that our straight listeners are afraid to mention that they are straight. We love straight women. There's nothing wrong with you having a husband. Well, let's say this. What if she identifies as bi? That might be what's going on here. She might be bi. I think she's bi with a husband, and that's why she's so defensive about it.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Sorry, queen, but
love you, queen, but
yeah. Love you, queen, but I think that might be what's going on here because no one else has husband like that. It's the most defensive way I've ever heard anyone.
No one considers their husband their best friend.
Yeah, I have my husband.
I'm kidding.
But I love lesbian divorce rates. Hessa, I mean, you're a lesbian, kind of. You want to
resident and lesbian expert?
You're bi
for sure.
Lesbian.
Well, I've only been divorced twice. So I can't speak to the greater trend, but
okay. I have a really easy way to check this out. We Google the most famous lesbians.
Oh yeah, Google Ellen DeGeneres, see if she's ever been divorced.
See how many times has Rosie O'Donnell been divorced?
Is she not still married to Portia?
Yeah, but was she married before?
How many times has Rosie O'Donnell been married?
I'm looking up Ellen DeGeneres' marriage problems.
Okay. Was Rosie O'Donnell ever married to a man?
I think the data here might be a little unfair because lesbians probably get married more than anyone else. The marriage rates are through the roof for lesbians. The divorce rates are also going to be through the roof for lesbians. Mm-hmm. They're getting married more than anyone.
Hessa, would you have sex with Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
They love to get married.
Absolutely, I would have sex with Rosie.
Rosie,
she's a beautiful woman.
Rosie McDonald.
Would you have sex with Roseanne?
Rosie McDonald's. Yeah, I'd have sex with Roseanne for sure.
Same question, Ben. Would you have sex with either?
Yes, yes, and yes. My husband, and I want to know, is that true? I'm going to say yes. True, of course, it's true.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that's false.
Lesbians can be incredibly toxic in relationships, and they're
so divorced.
They're so,
I'm sorry.
And they're very internal, you know.
Mm-hmm. For
once they get into relationships, they're in a relationship and they're they just
for this
home. And who knows what's going on in that home.
Mm-hmm. For this to be true, that means that there needs to be more married lesbians there are straight people married.
No,
I don't know
not,
if that's true.
It's relational. But it's not
I'm trying to do the math.
That's not how it works. That's not how statistics work.
I love you too, listener, and thank you for calling in and giving us a little insight into your life.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the question was, do we think it's true that lesbians get divorced? Yes.
No, I don't believe it's true because I don't see the math or the data, and I'm not going to claim.
You're
something.
A man of science. That's
confused
true.
Confused by the concept of numbers.
But there's more straight. But if there's more straight people, and
I'll make one more thing to prove my point. Lesbians probably don't even make it far enough to the engagement because they're always getting in and out of relationships. Mic drop. That's what I'm thinking.
Let me see. Wait, we have one more data point to check, and it's if Wanda Sykes has ever been divorced.
Oh my God, I forgot about Wanda Sykes. I love her.
We all forget about Wanda Sykes when we're talking about lesbians.
That,
I think it's time to put it
all up. It's kind of fucked up because she's a major lesbian.
Oh,
she's the best lesbian.
Divorced from a man.
Oh, well, no, that's she wasn't a lesbian at the time. That's a straight divorce.
Yeah. That's a straight divorce.
No, but still
with her partner.
I'm trying to think. It's also so hard for me to reference this anecdotally because guess what? I don't have many lesbian friends. Mm-hmm. Shocking.
It is shocking.
We don't really get along. Let's get this next call. What do you think?
This is a good one, I think.
I scrolled through this one. It's pretty funny.
They seem like they can talk faster.
My name is Ben. I'm a big fan of you guys. I came to see Show Pig in LA. It was really cool.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to get some advice because I've been sexually active since I was 18. I'm 24 now. I've been with like 11 girls and one they/he, and I've never like been able to reach the finish line. So there's a few different factors that could be contributing. I am on antidepressants, and I do watch porn kind of frequently, but like I'm trying to cut back on that. But yeah, and also some of the girls were like pillow princesses, but they didn't tell me until after we started hooking up, so that's the whole thing. But yeah, I wanted to know if you guys think it's like all three, if it's not, like which one is the main contributor. I just want to know what's going on. But, yeah, like I said, big fan.
All right. Thank you for the call. I love that you think women need to tell you that they're pillow princesses you hook up with them.
Sounds like you need to work. It sounds like you need to work on how you eat women out, or like it seems like if the
issue is him coming.
But I feel like it seems like if he's complaining about them being pillow princesses, then maybe he's not praising them enough.
The big issue here seems to be that he can't reach the finish line himself. Regardless of the gender of the person he's with, although it was just one that he wants. I think
ginseng.
The antidepressants could definitely be what's at play
that's
here.
A big factor.
But he said he started having sex at 18. Were you on antidepressants at 18? I mean, can you track?
I think a lot of people have been.
I knew a man who couldn't come and he started ginseng and then he started coming and it saved his marriage and it will make you come.
Okay, so ginseng.
Ginseng and high dose.
Goat weed.
This podcast is, by the way, brought to you by Chengdong Ginseng.
Not that don't drag it.
The horny ginseng.
If I have
company.
To hear about that Chengdong processing factoring with their fucking glycerin one more time, I'm going to blast my brain. I hate that stupid joke. It's the stupidest joke on the internet because I don't get it.
Back to our beautiful caller here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean,
marijuana.
It seems like.
Will help him be erect and ejaculate.
Finish with your hand in the. I'm sure that's been attempted. Though,
yeah,
if there's been 11 bouts.
I mean,
maybe you're gay.
A lot of people just do that nowadays as well. I mean, maybe I feel like a lot of gay sex just ends up in guys jacking off because people get so accustomed to just watching porn and jacking off.
Yeah,
try having sex with a man.
He has had sex with a he/they, so he's had
more.
Sex with, yeah, you could try that more. I don't know. This doesn't seem like someone who's this doesn't seem like someone who's confused about their sexuality. They have more of an issue with performance.
It seems like a potent and confident gentleman.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, cutting out porn definitely will help. I think. I mean, this is going to sound just like stock advice, but. Exercise, diet, sleep, like the basic
exercise
stuff.
Is huge.
Yeah, like there's a reason. There's a reason why gay guys fuck in the sauna. Working out makes you horny.
Are you demisexual?
I think what you need to do is if you're hard when you wake up, if you have morning wood, that is
don't jack off.
A sign that it's psychological. But if you don't, then it's physical, and you might
Trey from Sex and the City
Trey from Sex and the City exactly
that was
exactly.
I was like where how does she know this and I was like oh
I know
yeah.
it from Trey from the, that is how I know
that
it,
is actually. I pulled that out of her I think that you should change it up in bed, do things differently. If you stick it in the pussy, put it in the ass next time, or like maybe try getting a blowjob, or maybe you need to do better in the bedroom in
what
general.
About we should send you on a date with Jacques and see if Jacques can fix it, because Jacques is such an expert. See if Jacques can rock your world and bring you there,
give you the Jacques shock to the system,
the Jacques shock,
the Jacques shocker. Give you the Jacques shocker, put you right to sleep. To teach you how to do the sex, hello.
It put four
I'm
people
gonna
in
give,
the hospital.
I'm gonna give you the sex, and I'm gonna teach you how to do it for other sex peoples.
Okay.
I commend you for
absolutely.
Trying, sir.
That's an amazing pitch to this guy.
If
Ben,
you want,
Ben,
my number
you can, you
has been
don't,
mentioned on several
don't.
Episodes. So just call me and FaceTime me, genitals out, so I can try to observe what's wrong.
Please don't.
Don't do that. I'm joking. But no, okay. Don't.
But I mean, we wish you luck. I mean, I wish you.
I wish you come. Know, some...
Yeah, get some pills. Pills might be fun.
How do you do pills? I don't know. Pills.
Yes.
They just make you hard. He has an issue being hard. It seems like he has an issue.
Can I,
that's why I was confused with Trey too at the end there.
I don't think it's a hard thing. I think it's just
anxiety.
Reaching the finish.
Sorry, Ben. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to cut you off. Ben's gonna have a meltdown. I'm sorry.
So egregious. Well, you just keep cutting everyone off. Sorry, guys, we're so close to the finish line here.
Let's go. Do you want to do another call?
Yeah. Ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Hi. I just am like concerned about Jacques drinking so many bings. Because I recently had a bing, and it literally—I just had one, and it literally felt like I was peeing up foam. So I can only imagine how many like foam peeing out you have to do if you have like six. I don't know if this is like a common occurrence, and maybe it's just like the ginger in it, or it's the carbonation. But it's like full on froth. So I'm concerned about Shock's health. That's just my thing. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
So have you been peeing foam, Jacques?
My pee does have kind of a sometimes foam to
well,
it.
Well, pee is foam.
Pee is foamy, but also
but if that's something you notice qualitatively about your foamy. Urine.
Okay, so you would only notice this about a bing. You'd only notice this about a bing if you had poured it into a glass with ice, which is one of the only time it foams, really. I guess it foams when you open
it's
it.
It's a carbonated beverage. Yes.
But I think they're saying that it when they
that
pee,
their urine is particularly foamy.
Yeah, their urine is foamy. A lot of people calling us at 2 and 3 a.m.
It's because I posted to the Instagram.
Okay.
Which I realized right after that, I was like, wow, we're going to get some really wild calls because it's only people who are up super late. Well, Jock, you recently cut water out of your diet, which is something I heard through a friend of ours, which is very concerning. And that you're
I
drinking,
took it back, you're
only
and I know it was...
Because you had a beef with water.
I was having
explain
a...
Explain your drama there.
I was having a mental depression, severe moment where I, for 3 days, was only drinking Bings and not water. And this...
Did that help?
Of course it did. Help, and I had to sit down and drink.
Did it help to take your anger out on water?
I had to sit down and drink a gallon of water. Look, clearly, if you're upset with yourself, taking it out on yourself doesn't help you.
Yeah,
that's very simple advice from me to you.
It was you doing self harm, which is really disturbing.
I love the idea of you being like depressed and thinking like, well, I gotta try something. What if I like put a real sharp rock in one of my shoes and I walk around with it all day? That actually made it a little worse.
You're like Rue Goldberg self harm.
Trying every single possible thing you could do to see if it helped.
I was suffering badly call manic depression, and I was sobbing for about 4 days after from dawn till sunset every day, or till sleeping, and it was disturbing me. But I'm doing a little bit better
being
now.
You're drinking water now.
The only reason I'm drinking less is because I ran out and I can't afford a case. But
ran
today,
out of water?
No. But I.
So you are. This is your backup.
Today
liquid.
I went.
This is your backup beverage. Is water.
I'm so addicted to Bing that I went. And right. spent some of the very remaining money of mine today on only buying all of the remaining Bing in the store and that were blue flavored and a gallon of water and a Pedialyte.
I love, you know, just really capacitating your addictive behaviors. It makes me feel great about my job.
I think I'm doing okay. I think I'm okay.
Let's do another
You sound
quest.
Better.
Let's do another
You sound
call.
Better.
You do sound better.
Let's do one more call.
Hello, Fudge Packers. First-time caller here, and I have a conundrum in my life that I'd love to hear y'all's advice on, especially Jacques. So,
thank you.
I have BPD, and for the past few months, I've been seeing the girl who also has BPD, and it's been really great so far. I've had a ton of fun. She's super nice, but I'm starting to feel like I can't, you know, devote my entire life to her in the way that I'd like, so I'm thinking about breaking up. The issue is the sex is perfect, just like miles better than anything I've had before. So my question to you is, How can I break up with my BPD girlfriend nicely enough that we stay fuck buddies?
Impossible. Right. Impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
Crazy.
Impossible.
Crazy pussy
you're
is the best pussy
for that. You're crazy for that.
You're a super fucking big idiot retard for trying to think that you can just drop the pussy like you had. This is probably
think,
the best
you
woman
think,
you
why
ever
do you,
you
think
had.
The sex
who
is so
do you think
you are
I'm
so
on your
fucking
side.
You.
You know what? I'm on your side. I think you're. Think it's good. You want to
it's
do
not.
That?
How do you, like, come
how
on.
Do you, how do you,
you
think
can't
you're?
Even, you can't even.
How
play
do you think you're so?
Seriously.
You're so much better than this girl that you could just leave her in the dust.
In all honesty,
I'm so pissed
here,
off. And she has BPD like you.
In all well, honesty, here I totally understand what you're going through. I do not have BPD, but I have had sex with people who have BPD.
Ben's tried to break up with me, and I have BPD.
And. I mean, from working and knowing Jock for like 12 years.
You could see that how the pussy would be popping.
Jalapeno
BPD, pussy poppers.
BPD people, they are good at sex. And I think it's directly correlated to their mental illness. So you can't really disentangle that from the BPD relationship you don't want to be in, right? The sex is good because of the BPD. So if you're going to be with this person, you should either be fully with them or you should not be in their life at all.
Thank
you understand?
You for...
Do you understand the torture you're going to inflict on her and yourself? You need the way you break up with a BPD person, I'm sorry, you leave in the middle of the night, you block their number, you never talk to them again, you maybe move across the country.
So
not,
I don't know if
I don't advise
that.
I don't vibe with I
that's
don't
how I would do it.
Move across the country.
That's how I that's how
that's
I would
just
do
daring
it.
Them to fight. That's just
you should be so lucky that you
they,
should be so
they're
fucking
gonna
lucky.
Hate, they're gonna hate it if you tease out the breakup like this. That is causing that's actually making them crazy.
Well,
you should be so lucky to have a girlfriend, let alone get pussy. So you better not put that thing down and you better not disrespect this woman.
Leave her.
She's going through the exact same thing you going on. And if you want to leave her, that means you hate yourself because you
No,
okay.
do not,
what the hell?
Do not say that.
Crazy.
I think you're I appreciate you being a fan of me, but I think that if you're breaking up with her because she has BPD, that is something about yourself that you
it's
don't
totally
like about
fine
your BPD.
To break up with someone because
it's not
they
okay
have a,
it's not okay
it is totally
it's,
fine
it's more than okay actually.
It's against it is, the law
okay. It is totally
how's
fine
that for you
it is totally fine to break up with someone
it's totally fine because... to someone who shot three dogs
Jacques what have we talked about with interrupting
no it's okay keep going though keep talking
I think you are a dog murderer Ben and I think okay. you should be jailed.
All right.
Okay.
I think if you are going, if you recognize that you are in a relationship with someone who is mentally ill and almost worse has the same mental illness as you, and even almost worse, yet more, is that you both have BPD, they really, like, you're going to end up spiraling with this person, and
yeah.
it's not going to be good.
Like, do you know what it feels like to be lonely?
And just be upfront and yeah. tell them, you know, look, I want to, you know, maybe we can stay friends at some point, but, you know, I think
yeah.
let's just part ways for a while or let's figure
thanks for
out
being a fan of the podcast and thanks for being a fan of me, but you must be fucking crazy if you want to be lonely and not having sex with someone.
It's okay to not always be in a relationship.
Sorry, yeah. I'm sorry
this person,
that I'm...
This person has a very mature reason to want to end their relationship. What's not mature is wanting to still get pussy because
yeah.
you know that's not going to work. Like, you have to know that's not going to work.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't want that.
It's just
you
a hope.
It's a hope, but even then, just... What you can do is go find... you know how easy it is to find BPD pussy? Just go find another girl with BPD, be honest with her, and say, hey, I'm only here for sex. And then you don't have to de-escalate to sex. You can just, you know, hold steady at sex. But you cannot de-escalate this relationship you're in for the past few months to just sex. I don't think that's going
to... It's a disrespect
I would
to your...
I would not encourage you to do that.
It's a disrespectful to your mental illness culture. It's hitting someone in your corner.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Last comment is that you should be so lucky to be in a relationship. Do you know how terrible it is to be lonely and feel sad?
Okay.
I mean, that's... Yeah.
Let's lock in to... Okay. To maybe one more. Let me see. Is this another question?
No.
No.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's do 10 more.
Okay.
I've got to go to dinner.
15.
Guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
You can find bonus episodes on Patreon.
Patreon.com/seekingderangements.
Yeah, the number to call if you want any of us to berate you is 332-203-8247.
That's 332-203-8247.
All right, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. And I...
Mwah.
Mwah.